The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, before we start today's show, we got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Promescent and their incredible Promescent Delay Spray. It's been used by over 1 million men, and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. The average woman takes almost 20 minutes to climax, and the average man takes just about 5 minutes to climax. What do you do with all that in between time?
Twiddle your thumbs also is an option.
Twiddle your thumbs? Read an audiobook. Who knows what you're going to do? I say close that gap. Close that sexual gap and use the Promescent Delay Spray. You will pleasure your partner that much better. Better sex for both of you guys means a better, longer-lasting relationship. They have other products as well. So just go onto their website, which is promescent.com. There's no prescriptions, no mess, no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Once again, that is promescent.com, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Jay kills them like O.J. Simpson acquit. If the fabulous blood don't get hit break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club!
Okay, well, we are...
We never really talked to Bobby about it, right? About his COVID experience?
No, not at all.
That's hilarious.
He came back, well, he only came back on the live show. That was the first thing. He was backstage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were in Royersford.
All three of us deep.
Yeah, it was fucking great. What a great time, Dave.
Yeah. I got blackout drunk. I don't remember that much.
Yeah, dude, you got wild. You got wild that night, doggy.
Oof. Old Dave.
You were inappropriate with women. It was a crazy night for you.
Yeah.
It was a pretty fucking crazy night.
Bobby Hutch.
Stressed out.
Bobby Hutch, though, you're alive and well, huh?
Yes, I am back.
Is this the show? Are we going?
Yeah, we are.
This is the show.
Yes. Oh, then fuck.
Wait, this is the show?
Yeah, it's happening. This is the show, Dave.
Oh.
This is the dance. Look at me and Bobby with our beards and hair all tight. Yeah. Mm. Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, Bobby actually, they made him up for his own funeral.
Yeah. Bobby's 90% formaldehyde.
Bobby told me that he started like getting his finances in order because he thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
You were really in that mentality?
I went through a 72-hour period where I couldn't stop coughing. Like I would breathe in and I would cough out.
72-hour period. What are you, my girlfriend?
Girlfriend has only a 72-hour period. What, you on steroids?
No, they all have 72-hour periods every month. That's about the time.
72 hours? 3 days?
Yeah, that's about the time that girls have a period, average time.
You'll just fuck through blood. You don't care.
Oh, did I? What do you mean? Somebody, Sarah Brooks in the chat says, no, fuck you, bitch. You don't know shit about pussies.
It's 5 to 7.
Yeah, right. That sounds more accurate.
This chick, Sarah, she knows her pussy. I know a multitude of pussies. Like, I'm talking about, like...
Yeah, but she has hot black pussy, so it's original pussy, they call that.
Original recipe?
Mother Africa pussy.
It has 11 herbs and spices for 3 days?
Like, original man. She's original pussy. She knows what's up. And they last 5 to 7. Yeah, all the women are saying 5 to 7.
No, actually, Manhands in the chat just said her period lasts 3 days, but I think that's because she's barren.
Or she's 55.
Yeah. No, she's young. 3 to 4 days, Ashley says. Yeah, exactly, motherfuckers. So I'm not wrong about that. Some girls have periods for 1 or 2 days. Very, very light. Some girls have heavy flow.
It also have to do if they're on, like, birth control and shit like that too.
Yeah.
Change all that. Yeah.
There's different times in their lives.
Yeah, there's different girls. Some of them grew up near a nuclear power plant. Some of them.
But rarely is it 72 hours.
No, dude, I'm telling you right now, I don't think you're right about that. Why can't you just let me have something? This isn't even a real argument. You guys just want me to be wrong about it.
It's 72 hours and they can read your thoughts in that time.
No, you're just wrong.
Steer clear.
Yeah. That's when their powers are at their height.
She pulls her panties down.
Pew, 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 pew. It doesn't matter enough to me to not give it to you, so periods are 72 hours. You heard it here first, everybody.
Lewis, you taught us something today.
Some periods are 72 hours, and everyone's saying IUD, which I thought that was a bomb, like in Iraq or something.
Mm-hmm. No, but you know what's weird about the IUD? I've had sex with people who say it's that they have one in, and the shape of it, I always worry that if you go like pump too hard, like it's going to go into your dick hole. It's like a T shape.
Oh, it scratches the tip of my dick. My chick has one.
It does, really?
Yeah.
It's no, like it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I swear to God. Yeah.
Yeah, but the tip of it is made like one of those things that massage your scalp. So it's just like, it's or
something. Oh, it's like an egg crack, like egg cracks on your dickhead. Give me an egg crack on my dickhead.
Dude, I was going to say it's shaped like a wishbone, right?
No, it's a T, and then it's like I feel like it's gonna hit your fucking.
If it's a wishbone, I can tell you who doesn't get their. The person who doesn't get the wish is definitely their father.
Dude, it's shaped like a flux capacitor.
More than a wishbone. More than a wishbone.
Kind of looks like a thing that should be on top of a hat, spinning around.
Flux capacitor still fluxing.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know even what the fuck happened here, how we got off on this whole tangent about periods, but wasn't...
Lewis, what do you mean you don't know? We're Bobby, checking in on our friend Bobby, who almost died.
Bobby said...
And now we're here.
He said that for 72 hours, thought he was going to die. 72-hour period. And then you went on your fake period news.
Yeah, Lewis, I don't understand. We asked Bobby, our good friend, about how he almost died, and you draw a straight line from that to here.
Flux capacitor. Here we go.
Flux capacitor looks like an IUD.
So anyway, Bobby.
Yeah.
Were getting your finances in order, Bobby? I love you, but what do you really have to get in order? Were you gonna leave your merch pump stock to Alex or something?
Who gets the treadmill?
Well, my girlfriend would have that. But yeah, I have some money saved up, so
you don't wanna leave your girlfriend the treadmill? You don't want her staying in shape if you're dead.
Yeah.
Better get fat.
Leave her ice cream.
Yeah.
Tub her up, brah. Can I tell Bobby what happened?
You have to leave the treadmill, but it only works in reverse.
Yeah, you could tell.
I could tell you what's happening because I didn't want to say it without you here.
Wait, what happened?
It was so sad, but it was so funny. So I had to get a hold of Bobby while he was still, before he got to like the height of his sick, but he was still horrible, in horrible shape. And I had to call him to do commercial reads one night. And I got a hold of him, and I was like, "You are doing all right, buddy?" He was like, "No, it's like worse than ever." And then at one point, we had to do like three reads, and after the first read, Bobby like coughs a bunch, and he goes, "No, no, no." He goes, "Oh, you're not gonna believe this." He goes, "I just shit myself." Like, I have diarrhea and I'm coughing, and every time I cough, I can't stop it from coming out. And I go, "Oh my God, dude, you just shit yourself?" And he goes, "Still happening." It was like happening actively, like leaking out while I was talking. And I go, "You want to just go, Bobby? Do you want to just go?" And he goes, "No, it's not going to get any better." So he's just fucking.
Let's just get through this.
Yeah, let's just get through it. And I had to do two more reads and go like, you know, "Hey, blue shoe, blah, 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 blah." And I go, "Bobby, you okay?" He's like, "It's still happening." He was just shitting himself and coughing. And he's like,
"Yeah."
I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." He's like, "It's not the first time it's happened. It won't be the last."
I literally shit myself every single day.
Jeez.
It was terrible.
Did you start like putting like a paper towel?
No, but I was.
Oh, that's how we got the job at Gas Digital. It's like, it's all a hazing thing we do.
I was wearing like my like old underwear and stuff like that.
Not your sheaths.
No.
You're not wearing your fucking sheets. You wear your sheets and you wear them turned backwards, so you shit into the dick pocket.
All right.
Shitting in underwear is the worst. It rides up your back.
Bobby, I hope you're still cool with us after all of this, but I got to tell you, Ari spiked your drink with COVID. It was a prank. We thought it would be hilarious.
We did not know. Most people have
mild symptoms.
We did not know how fucking gay your immune system was. We had no idea that you would fall such victim.
It's pretty difficult, like, when we're doing this whole, like, you know, anti-vax government conspiracy thing, when our friend almost dies. It's hard to stay true to that.
I stand by everything.
We didn't budge for a second.
It's insane to me. It blows my mind that neither of you guys saw Bobby and were like, whatever. If it happens,
it
happens.
But it's not, I hate when people say this because it's not like me or Lewis were ever saying, like, no one can get sick from this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, have you seen Bobby's side tits?
No, you also don't tell people, you also say people should not get vaccinated.
No, I don't.
Nobody said that. This proves that you don't listen to your friends.
No, I just said Dave doesn't say that you shouldn't get vaccinated.
Oh, you're saying
he doesn't want to be forced to be vaccinated.
Hell yeah.
Well, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of shit I say about it, but no, I'm not against anyone getting vaccinated if they want to. But I also do think that COVID only makes people very, very sick who deserve to be.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay,
what have you done?
It's like Thanos, right? Like, he snapped his fingers, like, it made society better. Technically, it was a beautiful thing Thanos was trying to do. Bobby, you should be dead right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was out of shape. And one of the things that you did say, Dave, that I believe is the best way to stay away, to survive COVID, is to be in shape. And that's what I'm working on now. I'm
getting back into it. That's a good thing. You know, take it easy. I mean, you're good now, dude. You have, like, the best immunity you could fucking have at the moment. Yeah. So, you know, get healthy first. But probably, like,
start licking Subway poles, dude. You're good.
The best thing, honestly, that they don't even, like, say that much, but is like, hey, if you feel sick, just don't go to work. Don't go out. Like, stay home if you feel a little bit sick. Don't, like, be like, it's probably just a cold and tough it out. Yeah. Just, like, stay home if you're sick and be as healthy as you can. Those are the two things they should have been, like, broadcasting from the beginning. And that, like, rarely comes up.
I think that we should be encouraging people to cough on old people. If you see an old person, try to cough directly into their eyeballs.
What do you have, some allergies? You know what makes my allergies feel better? Visiting grandma.
I look at the demographics all the time, dude, for, like, the numbers, like, on, like, the back end, and we have literally virtually no one above the age of 60 listening to this podcast. So I could give a fuck less.
Our bottom line doesn't change.
COVID does nothing. No, but actually, realistically speaking, we would capture a larger percentage of the people in the world listening to our podcast. So it's only a positive.
Yeah.
From the show last week, when I was talking about Robbie and my conversation about the vaccine stuff, some guy who is and I will say, kudos to Robbie Bernstein, a mega fan of Robbie Bernstein, was I posted on a fucking for the show for the worst. So it wasn't even like a show, it was just a show that I was doing. Poster.
You can't escape us, Jay.
Dude, underneath it, it's just so the tone of them is so like fucking pencil up the, you know what I mean? They're like pretty crazy for a guy to fucking argue about a guy and not let him defend himself, which I don't know what he had to defend himself about, Robbie, but he was like, doesn't him defend himself. He goes, after you already had a debate about the vaccine on the show and lost, like, it's just like the tone is so like a finger point. You're like, yeah, dude, that's cool. Like, listen or don't. Like, it's always so funny when they're so hype.
He makes a good point. You got wrecked in that debate.
Yeah, fucked up, dude.
No,
and what, you think you can just go do your comedy show and my people won't find you?
Yeah,
they'll be there. They'll be at
the show. How does it feel to get burned?
Damn, the fire got me.
You got Robbie burned.
I'm gonna start a rumor that you and Robbie are both fucking vaccinated. Dave's lying.
That's what Seth Simon said about
me. I'm gonna get a fake vaccination.
Jay, you're risking my entire livelihood right now. Please do not let people believe that.
I'm gonna get a fake vax card for you.
Seth Simon said that about me. He tweeted, he was like, Lewis is saying that he's not vaccinated, but I hear that the comedy store is making all comics be vaccinated, so I think he's just posturing.
He's figured it out.
Yeah. Hear that, or they wanted everyone vaccinated, and you just said you were. They never asked.
Yeah, dude. Or I just showed them my fake vax card that my friend Bobby Hutch made me.
Dun, dun, dun.
That I made Bobby make me on his deathbed. The last thing you're going to do is make me a fake vax card, Bobby.
I got to bring this overseas.
I'll send you the template.
So, Bobby, really quick, because we got to move on to more important stuff like Jay's liposuction, which we must get into. It's a medical edition of the Legion of Things podcast this week. But talk us through the worst of it. You're in your 72-hour period where...
I think Jay just talked us through the worst of it.
Yeah. Well, that, besides shitting myself every day, it was the coughing. Like, my entire body was just sore. I had headaches constantly, like my neck and my back. It was hard to sleep. You know, it was just really, really rough. The coughing, the shitting myself, not being able to breathe normally. That's really the worst of it. And it sucked. It really sucked. And there was nothing that they gave me cough medicine and told me to stay home. That's really what they did, you know, and it didn't, and I just had to power through it. And, you know.
I love how you romanticize it now. Like, you're like, hey, so I just had to power through it. You know, I was on my deathbed and I spoke to God.
I stared God right in the face and I said, not yet, motherfucker. I got a show to produce.
And then you said, flew back into your body.
You said, hey, God, not yet. I got to change my underwear.
Hey, God, don't let me die with a big old cough turd in my pants.
Oh, no. You can't let my girlfriend find my underwear completely full of shit. I shit myself 7 times. Jay kept on doing the ad reads. He kept on doing the Hempire read.
How did you hot? Dude, it would have been so funny if I did the fucking Hempire during that. Would have been so, the Delta Vampire. It would have been so goddamn funny if I did. I go, sorry, Bobby, this is going to seem like I don't give a shit about what you're going through right now. But yay.
The insane thing is that Gas Digital, last I counted, has a team of 75 people, at least. There is no chance that if I was as sick as Bobby and Jay was like, I need you to jump on for these ads, I'd have been like, oh, no, someone else will do it. I'm not going to shit myself in front of you so that we can bang out 3 ads and you can make a few $1,000.
Dave? Like, not only did he shit himself in front of me, he stewed in his own shit while we finished 2 more reads.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's Bobby should get a raise.
And I gave some real long personal testimonials for those 2 products. Oh, let me tell you about the first time I turned on an Amigo. It was the evening of...
Bobby, were you really scared? There was a point you thought you were literally going to die?
Yeah, for sure. I was, like you said, I was moving money around, making sure my family didn't have to worry about that aspect of it.
Yeah. Of your funeral?
Well, just, you know, trying to access my funds and...
Right.
You know, making sure that they did have money to pay.
Trying to log into his Kratom account.
Were you terrified, or were you at some point, were you hilariously making peace with death?
At one point I was hoping for it when I was coughing so much. I couldn't breathe, and my body was in so much pain. My head was pounding. My neck was hurting. Like, everything hurt on my body. I was just like, please let it just take me away, because this is too fucking painful.
Oh, Jesus. That's dark.
Now imagine. Now imagine Stavros was there laughing.
Oh, Bobby, how much do you wish you were vaccinated before this?
Well, honestly, you know, my girl was vaccinated and she didn't catch anything. So, like, it would probably have been worth it to be vaccinated. Honestly.
Oh, Jake, you stop pushing your fucking bullshit agenda. By
two
the way,
versus two.
There's a rumor here, and I think this is true. I believe that somebody might be paying Big J to push this Hollywood Jew agenda.
Oh, yeah.
About getting vaccinated.
Ooh.
Big vaccine.
Jay's in the pocket of Big Pharma.
I believe vaccine. It. Just the vaccine division. I'm moving units, guys. Now, Dave, if I could turn you around, what if I told you I got some black market shit right here I could do for you myself?
Let's talk off air.
Yeah. Don't tell any people.
Bobby, I'm happy you're alive.
Thanks, guys.
Oh yeah,
me too.
We love you, dude. We're really happy you're alive. But you know, whatever. It's a light flu.
Well, it was a hard flu for me.
Look, Bobby got like really fucking sick from it. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't think if you talk to most people who got really fucking sick.
Wishing
from it,
for death is pretty hardcore.
Yeah, that's like But that is also very rare,
Jay,
for people,
Jay,
Bobby's well, demographic.
Big Honestly, Jay, would you let Bobby describe this as brutal?
Bobby, what you went through was super brutal.
Whoa, super brutal.
But I'll be honest, Lewis, it does make what you went through seem not brutal at all.
I will tell you right now, I was also wishing for death about one third of the way through the train ride back. I was like, brutal. Please, God.
I had a headache the whole time. Take I me, shit God. Myself.
Lewis also, by the way, was moving money around, but at the time he was broke and didn't have a kid or nothing. He was just leaving his money to sport.
I was literally moving
sport,
money.
You get all of my Modell shirts.
I was moving money from one pocket to the other, like change.
But honestly, I account my experience with COVID due to me being way out of shape,
right?
Way unhealthy,
and liberal tendencies.
No.
Yeah. You have black friends. That doesn't help.
True. You believe in the trans and gay rights,
Bobby? Wow. Bobby.
Yeah, Jay.
Every day here forward is a gift, and yes, live it to its fullest.
You also could be like fucking. I don't know. Like, I get what you're saying about the vaccine and all that, Jay, but you could also say, like, look at Bobby. Like, hey, look, we did fucking lockdowns for fucking months and months, did the show remotely, did the show outdoors, like, did all these fucking things to up
your life. Sick.
And you still got fucking sick and, like, fucking went through all this shit anyway. So I guess, well, Dave, I guess all that shit wasn't worth it.
Dave, you know me and all this stuff, too. You may be right about all of it. I don't know.
No, I have no idea. I am right about all of it.
I'm just saying.
Look, I'll say devil's advocate. Had we been doing the show outside and not in our tiny confined studio, maybe half our staff wouldn't have gotten sick.
Yeah, but only Bobby started crying like a bitch.
That is true.
Who else got it real bad?
Dude, the light sniffles. Robbie Bernstein.
Right.
Robbie Bernstein got it and then just got these superpowers to dominate Jay in arguments.
That's
all that came out of it for him. That's not how he tells it.
So
have you argued?
No.
Take care, guys.
I was gonna say, is that true? Do you say we argue?
No, not at all.
Jay's gonna come for him. Bobby, thank you.
Go
thank
watch you. Out.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Sheath Underwear, the most incredible, the most comfortable pair of underwear you will ever own in your life. I just got a whole bunch more of them. I love them. I love all the new stuff that they have. They have the new fabrics like the bamboo and the mesh, even more cooling than before. There's a heat wave going on right now in the Northeast, and you're going to want some underwear that are cooling. Sheath Underwear, they have the moisture wicking technology, keeps all of your parts cool and comfortable and separated. I was skeptical about the dual pouches, but now it's a way of life.
Where will my gunt go?
Oh, well, we're still working on a model with an extra pouch for... Hang tight, Jay.
Yeah, you need a triple patch for your gun. But
for everybody else right now, go to sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code LOS20. It'll get you 20% off your order. In all seriousness, these are the best pair of boxer briefs you will ever own. So go check this out. Sheathunderwear.com, promo code LOS20. Get the most comfortable pair of underwear you will ever own at 20% off. Sheathunderwear.com, promo code LOS20. All right, let's get back into the show.
Jay, so listen, this is a medical edition of the show today, which I'm very excited about.
Diving deep.
Mm-hmm.
You went for a consultation yesterday that you have to really break this down for us.
It was, I went to it. So I'll tell you why. I think I said it on the show already, but I was watching some show over the weekend that said something about, there was a joke made of something about having male fupa surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, is that actually a thing? I definitely have like a little bit of a puff above my dick. Let me look see what that is. So it's a real thing. And then it said like the cost of it ultimately was something. I was like, wow, it's like, it's a lot. But I'm like, it wasn't
what's
as crazy as I thought. Well, what it said on the computer, like $3,000 or something, $3,500. So I was like, oh, wow. I'm like, but so that was like, I was like, well, you know what? I go, let me, if it's something that's like not going to be like terrifying to do or whatever, I go, maybe I'll do it, but I'm going to make it a consultation because either way, funny to talk about on shows, right?
So it's liposuction of the fupa.
Yes.
Yeah. So it gives you more dick essentially on the sides and above. It's
not technically, but it makes you appear to have
it pulls your gun back.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't give you more dick, but like more dick shows,
right?
all the time.
Jay, can I say this?
Sure.
Will you admit that only 5% of this was because it would be funny and 95% of it is legitimate because you would love to have a little bit more dick show?
50-50.
No.
Jay, there's a lot of things we could do to be funny on the show.
Sure.
This is a very specific thing that you went for.
No, I looked it up and I was like, I'll go for the consultation. Either way, listen, I could have done all this and not said a word about it. So, I mean, like, what's the
letter? Well, no. That's just that. That is against your nature as a funny human being. That would be ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, Jay wouldn't be able to. Jay wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
It does. Here's the thing. Let me I'm articulating this the right way. I'm not saying that it is 100% hilarious, and that's why you would tell us about it. It's very, very funny. I'm just saying the reasoning. If there was zero funny to this, I still think you would look into it.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't.
Hey, let's just say we lived in a universe where Fupa Lipo wasn't hilarious. Would you still have gone through?
Yeah, I may have checked it out.
It's hard to picture that universe.
No, but I mean, it's hard to say the answer to that, like being like, I don't know. It's like maybe it's 95% really wanted to do it, 5% funny. I'm just saying when I looked it up right away, I go, and it was like, make a consult. It was very simple to make a consultation. So I was like,
and you're. Hmm.
And so I was you're right, going right, in. I started laughing about like the guy drawing on me and all that possible stuff. So I was like, I thought it'd be funny.
I thought about liposuction plenty of times, dude. I got fucking belly fat, love handles. I got big fat thighs. I thought about it. I've never gone to the point where I've looked up like the pricing of it or like the. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've thought about you two guys getting liposuction one way or the other.
You're right.
I've just been like, Dave, man, they should
Dave, do it. Endless.
Fuck you, Dave. Stop acting like your body stinks, Dave. Dave just is skinny. Dave is no butt. Dave should get like Brazilian butt implants. That would actually make sense. He's the only person that it would make sense for.
Yeah, well.
You could use butt implants as much as I could. Your ass is terrible.
We should take Jay's fupa fat and inject it into Dave's butt.
I remember I said on the show,
Jay, are you doing anything with that fupa fat?
I was gonna shove it into my ass, why not?
Sure.
Get a fucking fatty.
So you heard about the fupa stuff. They said it goes for $3,500, which is, I gotta say, I have no knowledge of any of this. That sounds like a very reasonable price.
4 days in Jamaica.
Sure. There's absolutely.
a villa for 4 or 5 nights.
So okay,
that's one way to measure it. Sure.
Yeah. I measure everything in villa nights.
Both things make you happy. And both make you so happy. So
I can't believe this candy bar is 1/1000th of a villa night.
I go to the guy.
I remember when these things were 1/2000th of a villa night when I was a kid.
I go to this dude,
shit.
This doctor, and I have to wait in the thing for a bit. I go in the room with him. And he goes, all right. So he's like, what are you thinking about? So I said, I was like, you know,
So this guy obviously is a plastic surgeon who does everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, so, what are you thinking about? So you just walked in. That's better than if he just looked at you and went, fupa lipo. Am I right?
What if he started naming other things? Like, what do you want? A nose job, chin implant?
I promise you, this is so much probably even worse than you think it's going to happen.
That's hilarious.
It was humiliating. Dude, it was humiliating this trip. So for the sake of funny, I'm so happy that it was like that. But in the moment, it fucking, you guys know me well. So you'll hear as this goes along, you won't just hear how awful it is in general. You'll also feel my awful.
For you,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jay, you understand, like Jay, for the people that don't know him, like it's not an act. He legitimately is insecure. There's like, there's real insecurities. Yeah. So the idea that there's going to make you take your clothes off and point out the problem areas in a room with a nurse. It's the fucking best.
No room with a nurse, thank God. Just the guy. If the girl was there, I would have asked for her to step out of the room. I don't like swimming in front of girls. Let alone show my doctor off his dick. So
fucking best.
So I... So he goes, show me the area. So I know he goes, what do you want to do? So I told him.
Time out. I like how your face right now, you're reliving it like you were raped and you have to tell the story.
No.
Every time you tell it, you get stronger and the event gets weaker, Jay.
So no, I'm stoned, but it's really funny. It's a really funny story. So like, everything he does. As it's happening, I know it's funny, but it's also like in that moment, like everything that sucks. So he goes.
So he asked you, yeah.
he goes, what do you want to get done? So I was like, this area up here, which is called the Mons Pubis. And he goes, all right. Oh, you know, I was like, all right. And he goes, well, let me see the area.
Oh,
so
no.
I pull my basketball shorts down right to above my, which couldn't be more nervous and tucked away, Dick, to right above it. And I'm telling you, the straps barely, it's like to hide it just above it is to almost show it. I feel it. You know what I mean? Like it's such a small slip away from popping out. And I go, so I was like,
here.
I go, here.
You're so embarrassed. Dude, I hate it.
Like, he's already like, we're going to have to bring some more people in. All right.
I just know, Jay.
Do you mind if I bring the residents in for this? Because this is a teaching, FUPA. So.
I know how uncomfortable you are already. Just the fact that you just show him, like, you just pull it down a little bit and your shirt right up a little bit.
Well, because here's the issue also what's going on. I literally, until that day, ultimately, hearing about this thing at all, never over worried about my foot. It's nothing that's like, if I was naked in front of someone, they wouldn't be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it's nothing like that. It's just like, you know, it's like somebody that's like, I just like my eyes lifted like this much. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing. I was like, oh, let me look into it. So while I'm there, so I pull it down and he starts like dough kneading like into it, and pushing on the sides of it and everything.
It's like, oh yeah, perfect candidate.
Dude, I'm telling you.
He's like, man, if I was falling off a cliff and I had to grab onto something for survival.
Ledge. What a ledge you got. So he's doing all that. And then he starts talking. I don't remember what he says.
Oh, man, you just want to put your fist through it like pizza. Yeah.
Dave, you have no mound. Like, I have a little fat FUPA mound around my dick.
If you're falling off a cliff trying to grab onto me, you're going to die.
No, no, yeah. You're just like, no, I know what you're talking about, Jay. I'm feeling mine right now. I'm squeezing my fucking FUPA mound.
So, FUPA. So he's mushing it and stuff. And then he goes, as he's talking, I don't remember what he's saying because all I caught was in the middle of him talking, he goes, so blah, 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 blah. He goes, pull them like down to the knees, please. And I went, oh no. And he's like, it's okay. He goes, it's fine. It's fine. And I was like, all right. So I pull it down and my little dick's hanging out, right? I'm like, okay. And he goes, and he's looking at me, he's like, yeah, he goes, I see what I could do here that would like make like some difference for you, I guess. And he's like, yeah, he goes, come over here. And so now he walks me in front of a mirror. So I'm
made you look at yourself.
Dude, not only that, and then he asked
me. He made you walk with your shorts down to your knees like you had to waddle walk.
Yes, Dave, he did. It was only a few steps, but yes.
I'm going to shit myself like Bobby. Again.
Bobby's changed his underwear several times in this story.
Dude, so I'm in front of the mirror now, and he goes, hold your shirt up for me too. So now I'm holding my shirt up like a fucking kid taking a piss.
So literally at a certain point, he goes, okay, yeah, I'm going to need you to be a little teapot for me. Is that
Dude.
Tell me that you're a pretty pony.
So then he looks, he's looking out of the mirror with me. And he's like, you see, and he starts doing a thing where he's like kind of grabbing at it, like you're saying, Lewis, like pawing at it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And do whatever. And he goes, so what we would do essentially is like just do liposuction on like this area here. He goes, and then you make like an incision and just like lift like the skin up so it's tight skin and not just like a fucking empty bag of FUPA. And lift it up like that. He goes, and then, dude. His face is in front of my dick, or I would tell you if it was, because that'd be funnier. But he wants to show me in the mirror what he's going to do. But he then reaches on either side of my dick.
Yes.
And go and just pushes up and in.
Oh, like your dick was Robin Williams in Pan or in Hook.
Yeah, dude. He took the hood off my dick like he was going to kiss it after a prom. He just pushed my FUPA like back and up, like hard, and just like so my dick like dangles like. Significantly more, and he was like, and that's how it would look. and I just went okay, and then I start walking away from the mirror, And I start pulling my pants up. He goes, no, wait 1 second. And he goes, let me grab a camera. And he leaves the room.
No.
And I don't know what to do. So he comes back in and he goes, we don't put your face in these or use them for anything. Which, by the way, is how every one of those porn starts that he says they're going to fucking not use us for anything. He goes, I'm not going to use for anything. And I sat there while I took pictures of my fucking dingling. And then...
don't worry, I'm not going to use this for anything other than my own personal enjoyment.
I mean, it's just me and my friends are going to laugh at it on our podcast.
So at this point, I'm like ready to get out of there and get a piece of paper and like fucking leave and like, you know, debate if I was like, man, he made me feel like I should just get it if it's like that cheap.
If you already went through all of that embarrassment, I feel like to not get it, it was all for nothing.
That was the worst of it, Jay. It can't be any worse than that.
No, it can't be worse than that. I guess unless I die of a blood clot, but that's just my brain. But the thing is,
still better.
Jay?
Yeah?
There's good news. You had a blood clot, but we're only going to have to amputate your dick.
Oh, damn. But no, you won't have a fupa.
But, no fupa. You're going to have the tightest pussy.
Your nuts are going to look huge. No, so he goes, all right, so just wait here, and she'll be in a minute to, you know, give you the pricing.
I thought she was going to come in to take the pictures. That'd be great.
No.
You're like, I'm a doctor. I don't take the
pictures. I'm sitting down with my pants up now, but then, like, you know, the pretty girl walks in to hand me the thing.
And you know she has access to those photos.
Oh, for sure. And she goes,
She goes, hey, I never forget a face.
Dude, she almost peeks in the door and she goes, mom, pubis liposuction and extraction. I'm like, And then she goes, hands me a piece of paper. She goes, okay, so you see the pricing here. She goes, normally this whole process is $13,000, but we'll do it for you. We'll do it at a discount for $12,000 because you're doing like the.
It was $3,500.
Dude, I went, well, that's what I looked up. It was just like the price. It was like a Google search for the price, like average price.
Yeah.
And I went, okay. So it was so funny then, like, have them keep talking where you're already like, well, I'm not doing it. Can I leave? And it's just like, the mons pubis area, it's actually a very common surgery with it. It's just like, I'm like, please let me leave.
It reminds me, I went to go buy a watch, or I was like looking at like nice watches recently. I went to like that, what's that place?
That's equally Breitling? As humiliating.
Breitling? I think is that
Breitling, yeah.
Yeah. And I had no idea. I was like, oh, I'm going to buy a watch. I was like, I'll spend $1,000 on a watch. And then I walked in, I was like, oh, let me see, this one's nice. And they showed it to me, and the price was like $8,000. And then I was like, But then I had to pretend that I was interested in watches, and I couldn't walk out. I had to look at other watches that I wasn't going to buy. It was fucking awful.
I'm surprised you wanted to get a watch at all, even like $1,000 on a watch. Because to me, the watch thing was like someone that gives a shit about having like a Rolex or something. That's always passed down, I think, from like father to son. Like I have nothing. I have no attachment to a watch. If I liked a watch that was fucking $25, I'd wear that watch. I just don't really wear a watch.
I don't like dressing nice at all. Like I like wearing sweatpants, shorts, with a sneakers, t-shirt. But I think I need a nice watch to tie it all together. And I have a couple watches, but none of them are particularly nice. And I want to get a Rolex at one point. And I don't have a father to pass it down to me. So
no, but I'm saying, but what's the I don't mean pass down the actual watch. I'm saying the give a shit of what a stat. Like if it makes sense, if you had a Rolex, like I don't know, Dave, would you like know it's a Rolex by like seeing it across the room? I have no idea.
I could not give less of a shit about any of those.
But like, I get the people do. Yeah.
I could buy a knockoff Rolex for $300 that looks real, but I would feel like a fraud. I would rather just buy a nicer, like a nice shitty brand watch and just not be a fucking fraud.
Sure.
Like if you're gonna have a Rolex on your wrist, you want to like have a real Rolex. You want to feel fucking good about it. It's like maybe you have a Lamborghini with like a Honda engine.
You're gonna spend eight G's. You're gonna spend 2/3 of a fupa lipo on a fucking watch.
Christ Almighty, Louis.
Yeah, but that
how much fupa could you get out for 8 G's?
So Jay's going to price everything in fupa surgeries. I price everything in Jamaican vacations.
So Jay, you were out at that. When they, 13,000, you're like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. No, this is ridiculous.
No, it doesn't bother me that much. It's literally been nothing that's been complained about to me. I say it's interesting. My dick size and I guess a fupa would be two things that would be easy shots for a woman who hates me. And there's been a few. And the few that have, no one's ever said little dick anything ever.
I had a girl tell me I had small balls once.
It really is my insecurity.
Really? I had a girl tell me, she was like, you know what? And you got small balls. And I was like, fuck you, you bitch.
It's my stupid insecurity. No chicks ever complain, but I've always complained myself.
It does seem like a lot of money for the surgery. And it also does make the story substantially more hilarious that you did all for nothing, that for no reason.
Yeah. Well, this is the reason.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what I mean?
For our audio listeners, Classic. Jay just showed us his tiny dick.
Hey everyone,
this is
pressed,
the reason.
Pressed ham.
Plunk, 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 plunk. That's fucking funny.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors. Ooh, longtime sponsor and a marquee sponsor for Skankfest. And that, of course, is YoKratom.com, everybody. The only place to get yourself a $60 kilo. And you love getting substances sent to you in kilos. It's the coolest feeling in the world. And the world's best value in Kratom is YoKratom.com. It's shipped right to your door, no questions asked. If you've never heard of Kratom before, don't even listen to this. You don't need to know about the wondrous glory that it can bring to your life. But if you are currently a fan of Kratom,
and you already know,
then you already know what is up and what you are willing to do to get your hands on it. But you don't have to. You don't have to. It can come right to you. YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo, which is unheard of. YoKratom is also one of the biggest sellers in Kratom nationwide and made YoKratom.com so you can buy directly at wholesale prices. Quality Kratom. The feedback is in. Check it out on their site. The only place for the $60 kilos. If you're a fan of Kratom, go once again to YoKratom.com. Get yourself a $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it.
I just want to run up and grab a drink.
Coffee.
No, we guys just give me like literally 35 seconds.
Sure. Me and Dave will vamp.
Vamp. Well, you know what? Do plugs. You guys do plugs first, and then I'll come back and I'll do my plugs.
I really wish one of us had to go away for a minute because Lewis's plugs are definitely getting a drink time.
I'll be quick.
Go ahead, Dave. Fire away.
I'm in Rochester at the end of the month. The weekend, I think it's the 24th through the 27th. And what else do I got? I think that's it for a little while because wife's having the new baby. So I'm not going to be on the road for a few months after that. But part of the problem. And
you're taking your paternity leave?
from the road. I mean, I'll fucking do all the podcasts and shit. But I'm not going to leave town for a little bit. And that's all.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Coming up next weekend is Tampa Improv. After that, Denver Comedy Works. Justin Silva will be there with me. Bunch of stuff. San Diego, Portland, Oregon, Edmonton, Canada, which is going to be a fucking bitch. You got to get tested the day before. You have to get tested before 24 hours before you go. And then when you land, you got to test quarantine. You have to test at the airport.
All right.
And then, but it's just like, it's going to add so much on the front and back end of this trip. It's like for a weekend gig. You're like, damn, man. I have to weigh that out. But those things coming up. A whole bunch of stuff. Moon Tower Festival's coming up soon. So excited for Skankfest. Of course, listen to The Bonfire. Listen to SDR Show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Hey.
Hey,
what's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good to see you.
You're up so late.
I know.
How are you up this
watching
late?
Watching TV?
You're only 4 years old in my mind.
No, I'm 8.
Unbelievable. I miss you.
I miss you too.
We got to hang out sometime.
You want to tell them a quick joke before you go take a shower?
What?
You want to tell them a joke before you go take a shower?
Let's see. Oh, okay. This is a good one.
Appropriate.
Yeah, of course. I don't know any adult jokes.
Good. Good.
What is a mosquito's favorite drink?
What?
A Bloody Mary.
Mine too.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, James. Let's hang out sometime soon. Tell your dad to bring you over to the house. Absolutely.
We should. Yeah.
Okay. I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too.
All right, be good.
All right, go shower. Damn. Go shower.
Dave and James are like fucking old couple seeing each other again.
Yeah.
We should hang out. I mean, James, it was such an adult way. He goes, we should hang out. So he goes, yeah, we should. We really should get together at some point. We don't do that enough.
I love that kid so much.
And it's just never going to happen.
It's so...
it'll happen.
He's such a good kid.
Yeah, he's a really good boy. He's hot, too.
Yeah, he's also super sexy for a
kid. What's up, bro? What's up, bro?
He's definitely going to bang a teacher.
Go shower.
He's going to get a white teacher pregnant. Right. She's going to lose her job.
You should hear these jokes that Uncle Jay's saying right now. He's a silly guy.
Ask him, why can't Ray Charles read?
Why can't Ray? Damn it. I know the answer is just sarcastic. Boom there. It's fine. Go. That's hilarious. Shit. I
wish you had gotten a little bit further in that and then had to make up an ending.
Yeah. I was blind, James, and blind people have trouble reading.
Why Can't Helen Keller Drive was the one that I grew up on.
And what's the... she's a woman.
She's a woman. What did Helen Keller name her dog?
What?
Lois. Come on. Come on. I didn't do my plugs. Let me do my plugs real quick. Plug it up, plug it in. Let me begin. LewisofSkanks.com. August 26th, I'll be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut. Lots more dates coming up. I'm announcing a whole tour that'll be probably starting in September, going through a little bit in October, and then all through the rest of the end of the year. LewisofSkanks.com. Go to the website, grab tickets when you can. I'll be announcing many more dates in the next couple of weeks, so look out for that. Skankfest South is happening in Houston, Texas, November 5th through 7th. And this Monday at 12 noon Eastern on the 16th of August, we're doing a drop of just 100 daily passes for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So this is your last opportunity to buy any tickets. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting Skankfest throughout this entire time. We have to keep on rescheduling it. Hopefully that will never happen again. Knock on wood. Jesus fucking Christ. Come on, Texas. Keep on being the crazy, crazy state that you guys are.
Get your tickets Monday the 16th, the Monday right before Corn Tuesday. Dun, dun,
dun. Is it Corn Tuesday?
Corn Tuesday.
Nice. Let me see what else. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And what else? Is there anything else I gotta plug? Oh yeah. Go to support the show directly by subscribing to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get access to the complete on-demand library, every episode of the Legion of Saints podcast that we've ever recorded, all ad-free, uncensored, ended one place. Use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to all the shows, including Real Ass Podcast, SDR Show, Part of the Problem, and many, many more.
Yeah. Don't we have a super fun game to play?
Oh, is it another Who's Most Justified?
Oh, is it?
I believe it is.
Oh, and yeah, Mike and Kim, Travel Buds, and Bopo in the chat said, looking forward to Skankfest Vegas. We went out to Vegas. We saw a bunch of great venues. Fingers crossed that we can make it work with one of them. That would be a fucking true dream. Skankfest is...
What did you think of the one I was telling you where I did...
we didn't go see it. It wasn't big enough.
Oh, okay.
It had to be bigger.
Yeah.
Vegas is... Skankfest is made for Las Vegas. It's perfect.
Yeah. Desert Party.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, doing it in a casino would be really fun. So like all the downtime, people can gamble and get just fucking crazy and get drunk.
Why don't we just do it out in fucking Nevada and have our own Burning Man? You guys want to do burn? You guys want to have a burn at Skankfest?
I watched the Woodstock documentary finally, by the way.
Such a good documentary. I hate the commentators, but it was great. The footage was great.
Moby sucks.
Moby's the fucking lamest dildo ever.
Douchebag I've ever seen in my entire life.
His whole arm tattoo says animal rights. Animal down one arm and right. It's like, you're fucking, what a jerk. And it says vegan on his neck.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a jerk off. And his whiny complaints about, you know what it's like? Did anybody, who's done this? At Skankfest, who's performed at Skankfest? Anyone that's like been wormy about it afterwards? I mean, here's what he did. He did Woodstock 99, killed, by the way, what he was doing. But he was like, these people are animals. Let's get out. He was just bitchy.
Well, he had a go.
And they were animals. And he's probably right to have gotten out of there. But he was just so high and mighty cunty about it the whole
time.
Do
we have any of those from Skankfest? I don't think so.
I don't think so. Not really.
Everyone who's performed at Skankfest has always been like,
I know a couple people who were like that. I won't even name names because it's not even a big fucking deal. People could just not like the experience all they want. But it's like there was a moment in the documentary where they were like, it was almost like interesting because they were like, you know, because they have one bitch who's like a 25-year-old girl who's like, you know, writes for Vulture or one of these like things. And she's just talking about it. It's like all white male anger. And that's this whole thing represented just white male anger and this movement and this moment of just being like angry and white. And it's like, what do these people even have to be angry about? And it's almost like, they were rebelling against having nothing to rebel against. And I was like, I don't know. That is something having nothing to give a fuck about and having nothing like, I don't know. It's almost like a sad
bullshit. They booked a festival that was geared towards one complete style of music for calling it Woodstock 99. You know what I mean? Like it was so geared towards like, it was like bro rap rock, new metal shit, heavy metal, and like hardcore rap. Like it's all it was. Do you know what I mean?
They had Dave Matthews and Jewel.
No,
and
I know, but they put them on. They put them on
Atlantis.
They put them on early in the day. And then they would just fucking thrash at night. And it was like a bunch of lunkhead shit. As I said, what took me back to was I just hated guys always at like those festival concerts that just like this was their day to come out and like punch shit. And they fucking scream a ton. And they're just like the whole day, you know what I mean? Just like alpha dogging the concert. It's so annoying to watch. And it was like a concert full of those
people.
It was
a lot of that. Yeah, it was like a half a million. It's the worst of the worst.
It was.
Because here's the thing. It's not even like metalheads, right? So you go to a System of a Down concert. I grew up going to metal concerts, right? You go see Megadeth. You go see Slayer, whoever. I've seen probably 100 live metal shows in my life, right? And it's like people that were there that were fans of that music, there was like a level of respect, right? And it was like you love that music. And moshing is kind of funny because the way they described it, they were talking about it was like, dude, it was like nobody had any regard for anybody because that's not really the way people moshed. Because people that mosh, like if you fell down in a mosh pit, everyone fucking pick you up and make sure that you're safe. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really like people didn't really get hurt in mosh pits in really hardcore fucking shows. And something like this, these people weren't really used to that fucking thing. They weren't metalheads. They were like Dave Matthews bros that were coming out and getting fucking drunk, fucked up on drugs. And, you know, they were listening to Nookie and losing their fucking minds. So they didn't have any like level of respect for music or the art. It was truly just a complete party and complete debauchery. And it wasn't the fault of the artists at all. It was the fault of the organizers for not having the correct security, the correct, you know, measures. But overall, I think the one organizer said it, he was like, look, dude, sure, like, you know, there was like 20, 30 rapes, but there was a half a million people there. You know what I mean? How could you expect that not to happen?
But also wasn't original Woodstock like a whole bunch of rapes also and shit? Yeah. Like
probably, almost certainly.
Yeah, I think it was all kinds. Like, I think there was a few deaths there also. But like, it was
they compared to Coachella at the end. They were like, Coachella is this amazing thing. It's like, I bet you if you look right now, there's fucking sexual assaults every year at Coachella, every single year. Look it up.
I don't know if it's growing up, like my stepfather kind of coming after I was already like showing my life when I was like 10, 11 years old. But like when I was watching that documentary, what I've just never got is like the destructive for the sake of nothing. And then cheering while you're like, it's so lame to watch these guys like rip a chair out and then throw it in a fire and then they're like whoa and everyone's like cheering. And I know it's like drunken, but one of
the guys
tribal and weird. I don't get
it.
I've never
one of the guys sort of said it. It was actually interesting because he was talking about it. He was like, dude, he was like, I was just never, I'm a pretty timid kid. And he was like, you know, 2 days before, like I'm just this normal kid, like just like, you know, listening to music in my room. He was like, and here I am like lighting shit on fire and tearing things down. And it's like, you get caught up in this moment. And it
that's
was like,
that's why the whole thing about being like, well, they're white kids. They have nothing to be rebelling against is like so stupid. Like, it's like, just to like that, like race essentialist shit where like, that's the only thing that you could be rebelling against is being the oppressed race. Like, I don't know. Maybe that dude's got like a drunk stepfather who's a dick to him. Like there's like a million things that some timid kid could be rebelling against. And so I'm sure there's a bunch of that. It's a bunch of those guys were like beat up by their fucking dads. And then they're like, yeah, I'm going to break some shit now.
Or they're rich that. Kid shitheads. There's a zillion people.
Well, there's that moment where Fred Durst is like, there's the breakdown in the middle of break stuff, right? Where he's like, I remember he's like, maybe your dad's fucking with you. I forget the words he uses, but he's like, you know, maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your teacher, maybe it's your boss, maybe it's you. No, maybe you don't like me.
Maybe it's me. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And it's just this moment where like, dude, everyone, you see everyone there. You're like, oh my God, dude, they're going to fucking lose their fucking minds. And watching that, I'm not looking in horror. Like I watched that and I was like, I really wish I could be there. It looks so much fun.
Now, Steve, if you're interesting, I'd like to be watching it like,
no, I want
side stage. I don't want to. Yeah, I have no
interest
in being.
I want to be surfing on a top of a fucking piece of plywood.
Yeah,
losing, grabbing girls' titties against their will. Come on, dog.
There you go, Jay.
What a great time.
There you go, Lewis. Oh shit. But it is. It's weird. Like everyone, I don't know. I think a lot of people can relate to being like an angry young person, and I would never look at any race of people and be like, well, they can't understand that.
I agree, especially young people, because you're immature. So when you're 17, even if you're a middle class kid, because I was fucking poor. People, like, I was very, very, very poor. So this doesn't come from a place of privilege, but I have empathy for a fucking kid whose parents were divorced and maybe he's in middle class. His, you know, he still has his brother's a drug addict and his uncle's in jail, and they still have a ton of fucking problems just because they're middle class and white.
Well, you also see, right, like, you've been able to give your kid, like, you know, like as being a father now, right? And you're not, he's certainly not poor. Like he has everything he needs and then some. But you also realize how like the money you make is really the least of what you provide for him.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So you could have like some rich fucking kid. I knew a lot. Some of the most fucked up kids I knew were like rich kids whose parents were just fucking awful. And then they had like money and were fucking angry and rebellious. Yeah. And you could get in a lot more trouble like that.
But someone like a lot more shit. Yeah,
like someone like that who's got like rich parents, but the parents don't give a shit about them and don't take care of them. That kid grows up with a lot of fucking anger and rebellion too. So
and I don't think that those are rich. First of all, Coachella was for fucking rich kids.
I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying those
they,
are rich
they were
kids.
Positioning these were like this privileged group of kids. No, I think it was probably middle class or lower middle class people that went to Woodstock. It was an expensive ticket, but it wasn't crazy.
In their mind, being a straight white man makes you the privileged. Like that's how you define.
No, I think that's for sure the definition they're going for now. But I'm saying like it was to me, it was more just like they booked a fucking aggressive metal show for the most part, starting at nighttime. Like nobody light played at night. You know what I mean? Like starting at nighttime, it was like, I mean, the one night it was like Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, Metallica.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Like, Korn, that Korn performance is unreal.
That's also, it's so funny because my perspective, that's just a pussy ass fucking lineup. Like, the reality is, I've just seen real metal shows. We've been to Ozfest where Second Stage Ozfest is like, there's death metal. There's like real, like, I've seen Lamb of God play. I've seen fucking, I've watched Hatebreed on stage.
You're saying these are people who had like, They're metal, but they're like pop metal. They're the hits of metal.
Yeah, these are like so. It's so funny where they're like, dude, it's like we have this crazy lineup of metal with this and this. I was like, nah. If you're a hardcore or metal fan, that's pretty soft. You're just dealing with people that they're like, oh, I finally get the mosh, and it's a lot of people in a really really condensed area. It was just like made for like pure chaos. And Limp Bizkit's music also thumps in a way where it gets people moving.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Look, the documentary, I'll tell you right now, I don't want to do the rest of the show just reviewing this documentary. I do want to do Who's Most Justified, but it was a pretty good watch. I watched it on the flight on my way to Vegas.
What's it on?
It's on HBO Go.
Okay.
Or HBO Now. Or
yeah, whatever. It's really, Max? It's yes. The footage is great.
That's what
the last thing I'll say about it, as I said, they draw
which is
a
worth
real,
it.
They draw a real deal about when DMX was doing the call and response for My Niggas.
Yeah.
And they make a big, that's why I said in like the commentators, they were like, this moment where these white people just felt
empowered.
That
they could say
that they could do this. I think it's, and I go, man, I think it was just a bunch of people psyched to see DMX
and
like
and singing a song.
By the way, he's also putting the microphone out that part specifically. But it's just like this guy's like, I bet a bunch of black people that were there
looked over their
friends and probably were like, I can't believe my friend is saying this now. I'm like, dude, I think everyone was just having a fucking blast.
Couldn't you just as easily spin that in the exact opposite direction? Like, that is what's so weird about it. It's like, okay, so you're taken for granted. Like, well, there's this word that you're not allowed to say. And so, of course, this has to traumatize black people. But couldn't you just as easily look at that and go, this black dude is on stage right now and has a sea of white people like eating out of his hand. Like, just like, oh, yeah, we love what you do. Isn't that kind of like, fucking awesome for the black dude. Like, I just, it's so weird.
Well, they did the thing where they would like show like B-roll footage of the crowd, and then they'd show like, you know, a sad black face sort of in the background. They'd be like, how did this guy feel? One of all these people. They had the 2%.
I don't know. He felt like he was about to puke because he ate too many mushrooms.
They had the 24-year-old blogger chick, and then they had like the nerdy, like buttoned up black guy that was like, well, this was like, you know, there was no progressive or interesting. Like,
but I mean, it was also, I mean, what's funny about it, to get into a race thing at all with Woodstock 99, because genuinely it was, besides like the folky shit of like Dave Matthews and stuff, it was like DMX and like that kind of, and then like the rock that's all inspired by hip hop. It's like the same audience.
Yeah, people, it's also like
people, everyone that had Limp Bizkit CDs for the most part had DMX CDs.
That's who was going to hip hop concerts. Big hip hop concerts in the 90s was full of
the ones who made money. I mean, like the ones who crossed over at all, like all of them, even like NWA, like even those guys, like they had white people at their fucking shows and shit. It's also funny to like be at like our age and see people today talking to like 20-year-olds. And it's almost like they convince them that 1999 was like this time before the woke shit where like just being racist was okay. And it's like, no, in 1999, being racist was the bad thing to be. Like everyone had been told, every movie you had seen, every teacher was like it's not, I don't know. It wasn't the fucking 1860s. Like it was still like not considered cool. Those rap rock fans in 1999 would have thought the racist is the bad guy.
Like, I got to give them the one thing I'll say, like, yes, when you say quote unquote rape culture was more prevalent then, I mean,
they're right about that.
It's not that it was, it's that women were cooler.
No, you know, it's funny, but Louis,
cooler.
I'm glad you brought that up though, but I will say it is interesting just where we are at now, and even just what your own personal morals are right now. They did point out that at that time though, it was a real time where everything was like girls gone wild. I mean, Rosie Perez came out on stage, and they're screaming, show your tits.
It's hilarious.
It's like they almost like bully her off stage. Which, by the way,
they put dramatic music. Like, I can't believe they did this to this brown woman. She laughed it off. She was like, I ain't showing you motherfuckers nothing. And it was obnoxious.
This brown woman has probably experienced way worse than that and is more comfortable with it than these like fucking like pampered white chicks are.
But it is funny, the upon review thing, because again, when I was young, I never thought of the Revenge of the Nerds thing as a rape scene.
Yeah.
It didn't strike me as that. But like when they showed like American Pie, I'm like, oh yeah, the whole thing was he was going to like broadcast him fucking her.
It was just illegal.
It's just a complete, and you're like, oh yeah. And it really was like,
it was nothing. I saw that in the movie theater with my girlfriend's mother at the time.
Women were like, there was not much complaining going on about the objectification of women in those 90s. It's really, it was like,
maybe the gayest conversation the Leisure Skanks have ever had, but it is true. I will admit that, yes,
it's pretty wild.
It is a different time. And as an adult, like an 8-year-old that I'm raising now, you have a daughter, Jay, who's 19 years old. Dave, you have a daughter now. It's to look back and go like, oh yeah. I mean, when we first went on the road, Jay, we would make a sign in a Sharpie pen that said, show your boobs. Would show it.
We thought we were being nice because we said boobs instead of tits.
And we'd ride by girls on the highway and I'd slap the paper against the window.
He's not
never
wrong.
Worked.
It never worked. Once. Every time girls would laugh or the girls would give us the finger and get really angry. Rightfully so.
Completely justified. Who's most justified? They are.
But it truly was a different time. We were younger.
There's aspects of today's time that are a little bit better than that. Like where it's like, oh yeah, you should think of that as pretty fucked up. The idea that you'd broadcast a chick without her knowing, right? But then there are other things where it's like, I just feel like back then there was a little bit more of a thing where like if some chick got hammered and some guy was like, show your tits, and she showed her tits, and then afterwards she was like, oh, I feel bad about doing that. There was a thing of being like, ah, you shouldn't have gotten hammered and showed your tits. Like little bit of this is on you. It's not all on everyone else. Like,
no. I said in the Woodstock thing, I said that a lot too. I go, these girls were walking around legitimately butt naked. And the argument is like, yeah, they're walking around butt naked. It was sweltering hot outside, and that means they deserve to get raped. It goes, they weren't walking around naked; they were sweltering hot. Like, yeah, well, also, that's not why they were walking around naked.
No one's saying like you deserve to be raped, but you're also saying like there was more of an attitude back then where it's like if you were walking around ass naked in front of a group of young drunk people and you got fucking groped, someone would be like, well, what the fuck were you thinking?
Well, I think girls were passing out naked in Tent City and getting dragged into a tent. But it's like, why would you be unconscious naked? But it's fucked
up. It's not one of the two. It's not like saying, oh, it's justified because you did that. It's like
the guy's behavior is way, like, it's terrible. It's horrible. It's atrocious. But you have to sit there, and there's a certain level of personal responsibility with how you act, and we have to all live by that standard. If I walk through a shitty neighborhood and I start fucking puffing my chest out and making eye contact with guys and fucking, am I wrong to make eye contact with somebody? No, do I deserve to be? No, but I need to know where I'm at, what my surroundings are. And no, exactly. They're just the same piece of shit.
Yeah.
I need to know what my surroundings are, and I need to know how to fucking act. And if you're at a festival and you're taking drugs and taking your clothes off around thousands and thousands of people I would be surprised if something bad didn't happen.
You know who really, the funny thing is, right? You know who really agrees with you? Like, because we all know this because we talked to a bunch of them. Fred Durst, for one. No, but you know, who really agrees with that sentiment is the chicks who don't act that way.
Yeah.
Like, they all agree with that. They're like, yeah, that's why I didn't get butt naked and walking around this
sometimes
fucking place.
Sometimes in a far more shittier, like, I think sometimes women who aren't that way put more responsibility on the women who are in that situation than I do. You know what I mean? I'm even like, yeah, if I put a little percentage of, like, don't walk around naked around a festival and be like obliterated, where I give a little bit of blame on that too. Sometimes women will give much more blame. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
If I saw some girl fucked up at a festival and some guys were groping her and I'd be the first guy to fucking step in and pretend to save her and bring her to my own tent.
Hey, what the hell am I doing to this girl?
Let me bring you to the safety of my tent.
Hey, you, Lewis, back off.
I was on so much ecstasy that I was actually above myself watching myself sexually assault this girl.
Lewis grabbed himself by the shoulder.
Like, are you fucking that girl? He's like, no, I'm doing a rape kit on her with my dick. I think those guys back there got her.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com, which is such a great website. Rockauto.com, it's an online store that has every auto part at every price that you need. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts that you need at the best possible prices. Jay, I mean, you have a car. I have a car as well. I'm not a car guy. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But if I have to get anything fixed on my car, I now go to rockauto.com
to fix it,
the prices and make sure
get it from rockauto.com. Because if you send it to me, I don't know, it means as much to me to bang it on my head than it does to put it in that car. But we have a lot of people. We have a blue collar, awesome, very masculine fan base, Lewis. And these guys are working on cars as they're listening to this. And I'm telling you, rockauto.com has amazing, amazing deals. You can find everything you need, whether you're a mechanic or just working on your own car. Right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking for the parts online at rockauto.com. No promo code needed. Their pricing's already that good. When you order, though, make sure you tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Legion of Skanks. So please, once again, rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Shit. All right, let's see who's most justified, please.
Who's most justified using the N-word?
Yeah,
boy. So what is this one, Bobby? Do we have any context? Give us a little context sometimes, maybe.
Sure. This is a...
What are you, dying again?
This is a racist grandmother who calls her neighbor the N-word, and it doesn't go well for her.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Bobby, throw the tape.
That's right, and y'all ain't changed shit. You've been here for 22 years, and y'all old ass sitting over here looking at this shit the same way, and you ain't doing nothing. Y'all thieving ass bitches. All y'all doing is stealing money. That's what y'all doing. That's why you mad. Y'all fucking thieving ass bitches. Y'all thieving ass bitches. Y'all thieving ass bitches. Make me get off your motherfucking property.
Get off motherfucking property.
You better back the fuck up, you stupid nigga. Ooh. I'm a nigga. Are you crazy? Look, now you're not on your property.
She is crazy.
You are calling me a nigga?
Dude, the way her hands are moving
pause it.
Dude, she has her little hand walking up the street is really fucking hilarious.
She has no idea how the laws work. She's like, now you're not on your property. Now you're in the street, and I'm allowed to assault you.
And it's totally okay.
That is international waters out there in the street.
God.
Okay. Well, they cut the camera.
What if, like, they actually went to court and the judge was like, she was in the street. So, I don't know. That's
she wasn't on your property anymore.
Ma'am, I'd love to side with you here.
I mean, look, all right. So who's most justified? Obviously, we're this the first one. The only justification this grandma has right now is, you know, she was being pretty loud.
The woman was being very insulting in her face. And she did. I like when she dropped the N-bomb and then just turns her back and walks away.
I mean, that was like
probably not the right thing to turn your back on.
This is the here's the period on this sentence right here. Boom. And then she goes, mic drop.
I'm going to make some tea.
She goes, mic drop later.
Oh, is that my phone ringing?
She was dragging her letting her legs slide and her Bobby, please go back to her. Watch her movement, the lady on the ground. She's really trying to keep up with the drag, like on her own hand movement. It's really funny. Bobby, you've got to throw the tape, please. Bobby, let's go to the tape.
In the motherfucking street, you want to call me a nigga? You want to call me a nigga?
Oh, those are some skinny old legs.
It's great. She just tries to keep up with the crawl.
I mean, if you are... All right, it's fine. If you are going to call somebody the N-word...
You should be ready to fight.
I mean, that is like... It's in my opinion... It is, I'm not saying legally, I'm saying just like from almost like a street like
it's
code.
The cunt of racism.
It is it's the first blow.
It's the first blow. Well, if you're daring them to punch you. I'm just saying,
for all intents and purposes, I'm not saying in a legal sense, I'm not saying in a court of law, I'm saying it's the first blow. It is a punch. If you are talking to a black person that's like being aggressive like that and you've called me N-word and like you're
ready to fight.
You've punched them. You are now in a fight.
You're in a fucking fight.
You're going. How are you turning your back at that point?
Well, it's the only reason you'd say it at that point is almost that you're daring them to throw a fucking punch at you.
I want you to
throw the first punch. So walk I'll say up
and,
this.
To get face to face and go, most insulting thing ever.
And then you go, there you go.
Bye, bitch.
Hey, N-bomb. Ooh, the muffins are burning.
Yeah, N-bomb. And we're probably taking that nowhere further than this. Run along. I trust you're gone by now. Ow!
All right. So, yeah, I mean, look, she was not very justified.
But that's not the game, Lewis. We got to see. We have to compare.
Right now, she's
not doing great right off the bat.
Right now, she said it because she was all you have is that she was... And that was her end of the fight. They were bickering over something that they disagreed over, and she went there.
I'll say I've seen less justified.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, this next one is a little different format. It's got a news article that is going to explain the situation that happened.
So not a video.
Into a racial slur has turned deadly, and now a Tampa Dunkin' Donuts employee is facing charges. Police say the fast food worker punched a 77-year-old man after he directed a number of those slurs at the employee. 3 days later, the elderly man has died. And Fox 13's Catherine Holly is live in Tampa with more on the story. Catherine.
Corey Pujols is in jail tonight, charged with aggravated manslaughter. Tampa police say one punch caused that customer to fall and hit his head on the concrete floor, dying from his injuries just days later. Everything started last Tuesday around 1:30 p.m. in the drive-thru of this Dunkin' on South 50th Street. Tampa police say a 77-year-old customer was upset over the lack of service he was receiving.
Well, pause it. I mean, I'll tell you right now, bad service.
This is the A plan for Lewis is that he makes it to 77 and dies this way.
Yeah.
What a badass way to die, dude.
You've been punched by a black guy to death?
Who Who is this black guy? Is he Jax from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
The fucking metal
Iron Fist. What's going on, dude?
The fucking news reporter. The news reporter.
Does he have a Thanos glove on?
The news reporter said he died just days later, as if that's really quickly to die from a punch, too. Like, it seems like quite a while to hang on from a punch to death.
He died doing what he loved, yelling the N-word at a black person. It was his one weakness.
Good.
Goes inside and has an argument with the employee. Well, at that time, there was a racial slur that was thrown out at the employee. And the employee told the victim to say it one more time.
That employee was 27-year-old Corey Pujols. According to arrest paperwork, when the elderly man repeated the same racial slur, Pujols punched
what
him.
What was the slur?
The suspect.
You know the slur? Was it a hilarious, like, old-timey slur?
No.
It was definitely the N-bomb.
Punching the victim so hard that he fell back, hit his head on the ground. And so when we arrived, he was unconscious.
Get me my sandwich, blue gums. Say it one more time. Blue gums.
He had to be taken to the hospital.
Court documents say the man was rushed to the intensive care unit at TGH, being treated for head and brain injuries. He never regained consciousness.
Give me my croissant, witch, you dirty moon cricket.
Friday, a doctor told officers the man had a skull fracture and brain contusions.
This customer was a regular. He apparently came by that Dunkin' Donuts a lot.
Pujols told investigators the elderly man was being extremely rude that day. Police writing in the report, at no time did the decedent place his hands on the defendant or attempt to strike the defendant. Pujols was initially charged with battery that was upgraded to aggravated manslaughter after the
and upgraded again to being the baddest motherfucker in the
died.
Oh, it was just recently upgraded to ghetto superstar.
He will be protected well in prison, though. He punched a white guy who said the N-word to death. That guy is immediately in the group.
I mean, look, if it was just a regular punch, I wouldn't have a problem, but he did harayuken him.
Yeah, he summoned something.
Yeah, dude, you can't harayuken a 77-year-old man and not expect him to be hurt.
Yeah, I was probably a 77-year-old man who hit me in the face with that bag of books while I was on a bicycle, and I got off, and I just had no idea. So
you got
hit
with a bag of books while you were on a bicycle?
I did.
What are you, fucking Dr. Seuss this book?
I told that story on Conan O'Brien, Lewis.
I know, but it was just, I don't think you remember.
Alliteration. We all went to the show.
Yeah.
Remember? I did Rogan, then we all went to Jay's Conan, and then we went to dinner, and you offered to give all our money away.
we gave it away to the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Yeah.
No, it was Puerto Rico.
In front
Rico.
Of all of our girlfriends and friends.
Was that Katrina? No, it was Puerto Rico.
It was Puerto Rico.
Hurricane Puerto Rico? No, that's a country.
Hurricane Puerto Rico.
All right, so look, here's the thing. Bad service. I understand it, dude. You're in that moment.
Also,
you want your snack and bacon. You want it hot. You want it now.
You got to say you're pretty justified to call your future murderer the N-word. I mean, I understand.
If I could time
backwards.
Cop this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, on his way to hell, they're going to be like, I don't know. Like, he did pay the ultimate price. He did pay the ultimate price. All right, that was one. That's interesting.
All right, he's more justified than the old lady right now, I'll tell you that much, in my opinion.
I agree. He was getting bad service. That's something.
Okay, this next one, a Colorado Rockies fan got a little upset when one of their opposing players came up to bat. All right, hold on.
Whoa.
Well, I'm going to break your guys' heart here.
And it was you?
Now, I'm going to let you guys know it's Dinger is the name of the mascot. He's trying to get the man. He's not saying it. He's saying Dinger. It was a mistake they made. Yeah, it was a mistake. Everyone was like, they thought that's what it was, and it's him saying Dinger.
Well, he's clearly looking the other way. Like, But the guy,
Coon, they have a giant raccoon mascot. It's like a whole.
But by the way, the guy
was yelling Dinger. I mean, the guy in Dinger is black.
By the way, the guy who's up at bat does not understand what's going on here at all.
No,
Dinger. All right. Well, I mean, I guess that one.
Well, then that he didn't even say it.
He's the most justified.
No, he didn't do it.
No, I mean, it's I think it's obvious that it has to be number two, right?
Even though he's
murdered.
He was old and he was getting bad service.
We're also not finding out how bad this service was.
Like, did he get cold snack and bacon? Because if he got cold snack and bacon, I completely get it.
No, it wasn't something crazy like that. But I want to say, I wonder if he was just, I mean, clearly he was just a crotchety old motherfucker.
Maybe. This what guy. If it was really bad service, though? Like, really bad.
How bad does the service have to be before you're justified?
That's why I fucked your daughter. You son of a bitch, don't say those things.
Welcome to Dunkin', suck my fucking dick.
Do you have sausage? I'll put this sausage right in your grandbabies. Why would you say those things? Because I rape bitches. Oh, my Lord, I just wanted to get a breakfast sandwich. Yeah? Breakfast sandwich. That's what I call your daughter's pussy when I nibble on it. Num, 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 num.
Come in and call me the N-word. I'll stop hurting babies.
Oh, my God. I don't want to say it, but I don't want any more babies to die. I'll kill all the babies unless you call me that word one more again.
One more again.
Okay, I'll do it. Oh, Lord, please forgive me for saying this.
I never have, never would.
That's the first time I hope I say it right, because I don't even know if I know how to say it.
All right, with that dramatic reenactment, you convinced me. Number two.
Obviously. And honestly, I wish he was alive. He could send up rise.
Just a wonderful man.
He's a wonderful man.
Please don't make me say it. I don't want this.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's so funny. Number two takes that. That's a steal.
Hold on. James wants to say something again. What's that, bub?
What if he comes in and says, why can't Ray Charles read?
No, please.
No, what if he did? I said.
What do you want to say?
Two things is, first, you guys sound like hyenas when you're laughing. You guys are maniacs.
Yeah,
we are.
That's fair enough.
Okay. That's very true.
And I forgot that I think I know like a little bit of adult jokes, but I forgot like what they were.
Oh, good.
All right. Good. You're not supposed to know adult jokes. You're too young.
Not yet.
Oh, you don't know where those adult jokes came from.
Can I guess? Uh-oh. Your dad?
Part of it is my dad, yeah.
That's fair.
And a lot of 80s and 90s inappropriate movies.
Which your dad let you see.
Yeah.
What's the most inappropriate movie you've seen?
Man. Tough one. Well, this isn't really inappropriate. It's a rated R movie. It's called Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most violent movie I've ever seen in my life.
That's okay. Your dad was there.
It's insane. Like, it's just they're killing each other.
Yeah. Okay, listen, go upstairs and watch TV. We're wrapping up here in a minute. I'm going to come up and I'll get a tuck you in bed in a few, okay?
All right.
I love you.
But your thing is an hour and a half.
We're wrapping up right now. We have, like, 5 minutes left.
What?
We have 5 minutes left.
I thought you said it was an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a half, yeah. Go.
That's the funniest thing you're stuck on. But I thought it was, wait a second. This has been a fun one.
This has been really fun. It's been really fun, my friends.
We got to the bottom of my gunt.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
The bottom of your gunt. I wish we did. Yeah, it cost us $12,000.
No, we got to start a GoFundMe or something.
Get it done?
Yeah. We got to get this done. Jay, you went through the worst of it. They have the pictures.
They got them. By the way, I didn't sign anything, but I really have had a fear since that just because he took the pictures, if I go on his website one day and it says, I'm like a picture for
can
like.
Can we go on his website? Get into the website. How, I want to go guess which one it says.
No, it can't be up there.
No, I'll know exactly what you're. I'll know. I know your dick, your gunt, your stomach. I know all of it.
Yeah.
If it's on your, if it's on his website, it, we will find it.
Yeah. But I don't. Didn't
at this point, would you
that.
Be more insulted if you didn't make the website?
No, I don't want to make the website as because I didn't get the surgery. So I'm just there as an example of what it could be.
Yeah, it's like, if you guys, don't get this fixed. Look what you're going to be for the rest of your life.
If you don't get it fixed right now.
This man is still walking around with this.
Clueless as to how everyone feels.
And he's got $13K sitting in his bank account. He just doesn't want to spend it.
This has been a great one. Lewis, Dave, I love you both. Thank you, everybody who hung out in the Zoom.
And we're back Monday night at the stand.
Back Monday night at the stand. Oh, yeah. And we'll catch you guys then, live Monday. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.